We're with Maria Belshaw, who is
director of the Whitworth Art Gallery and Manchester City Galleries.
So you are really, it's yourself and obviously your team who've been driving this whole project. And it strikes me that it seems from kind of what I've seen that it's a very unique project in the UK. Is that the case? Is this, this relationship that you have built and are building with the university hospitals, is that quite unique in the UK?
We think so. We know that there are lots of arts organisations and museums who do work with hospital patients or with particular groups of people within hospitals or doctors' practices. But we haven't come across any other examples where all of the staff of a museum and gallery have worked with and for the staff of a whole hospital trust. And obviously this is a very, very large and complex organisation. But we felt it was really important because if we help support the staff who work here, and I think there are nearly 10,000 employees across the sites here, then if we can help support their well-being, then they will become advocates for the work that we do as museums and galleries, which we know helps benefit the well-being of our visitors.
So from the art gallery's point of view, it's really about kind of showing other people, you know, showing people new audiences, opening up your doors to new audiences, aside from obviously the benefits in terms of health and so on. From your perspective, is it also about kind of introducing them to what's out there on their doorstep?
Absolutely. I mean, you can see the hospital from the front doorstep of the Whitworth. It's just down the road from the Manchester Museum and the Manchester Art Gallery. And so we are near neighbours to what is the largest health campus in Europe. And so in working with the hospital as a neighbour and as a partner, we connect to visitors who might not think that museums or galleries are for them at all. But we know we've got something to offer them, and we want to persuade them that museums and galleries aren't difficult places to go to, that actually they are for them, and that there will be a real benefit in terms of their emotional and social well-being if they come and visit us.
Fantastic. And what's your kind of, obviously you've got plans for the future in terms of having an ongoing relationship. Do you see that as being very much, you know, kind of building on this? Have you got plans to do, you know, bigger and better things? Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. This event tonight marks the end of an intensive two-year phase of work, which has been characterised by all sorts of different projects, from older people's reminiscence projects using museum objects to us working with artists and young people who are in residential care within the hospital. But it also marks the beginning of a next three-year phase of activity, because we know now that we've got funding from the Arts Council, building on the great work that we've done, to support arts and health work particularly. So we'll have some dedicated staff and some resources to be able to build larger projects, some of which shall be with a hospital, but some of which will be about the well-being of the general population of Manchester.
Fantastic. Well, thanks ever so much for that. It looks amazing, and next week's events look fantastic.